Wake up weekday mornings with Hot 103's Big Show.
Yo, this is the craziest, stupidest, most greatest radio show ever of all time.
6 to 10 a.m. on today's hottest music.
Hot 103.
Now, whatever you do, don't push this button.
It's Hot 103's Life Hacks with Joey and Jackie.
Life hack number one, scratch furniture. We'll get a half cup of vinegar with a half cup of olive oil. Rub it on the scratch, leave it for a minute, good as new.
Life hack number two, make note of what someone does for you when you're sick. It's probably the same thing that comforts them the most when they don't feel well.
Life hack number three, chalk will remove all grease stains. Simply rub the stain with chalk and toss in the wash as normal.
Life hack number four, bad sunburn, aloe lotion is good, but aloe ice cubes are better.
Joey and Jackie's life hacks, making life a little bit easier.
Give it up!
Every morning.
In the morning.
They're hilarious.
The Big Show with Joey and Jackie, Hot 103.
Today's hottest music is Hot 103. Good morning. You are waking up with Hot 103's Big Show.
Okay, so we're talking car maintenance. Apparently, Joey, a lot of people out there don't really know how to change their tires or basic car stuff, you know, when they learn to drive, which, you know, our parents, I'll know, you know, we've talked about this in the past. We were required to change a tire, check our oil, stuff like that before we can go out and drive.
Didn't this happen with, like, back in the day when you would take driver's ed, they would actually have you learn to change a tire?
I didn't learn that.
Really?
I had learned that from my mom.
Dude, okay, so by the way, our parents taught us that, but part of the class when I took driver's ed was you had to learn how to change a tire.
Like, you physically would change a tire?
They would actually have us physically change a tire.
We did everything in class.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I didn't even get taken, like, out and about to drive. I did that test at the DMV, but I did not. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I guess the benefits of having a small class and being in the middle of nowhere.
We would have to log in that we were doing so much time with our parents.
Yeah.
They would have to sign papers. It wasn't like them taking us out or teaching us anything.
Yeah. A part of our driver's ed class that we actually took in school was you had to be able to know how to change a tire. You had to know how to check your oil. And then as well as they even had part of the test where you had to actually sit there and adjust your mirrors and go through the basic steps.
That's smart. That's really cool.
I really thought they were teaching people that out in other places.
I didn't learn that when I took it.
And I think a lot of us really passed that because, like you said, at the time, a lot of our parents were already teaching this stuff when we were a lot younger.
Yes, exactly.
But I wonder now, this generation, if they know how to change a tire. Is it easy to change a tire? Now, you believe all your siblings can be able to change a tire, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. They all can.
Same here. I think my brother can change a tire. But I think once you start getting down to the next generation, they may struggle just a little bit or not know how to change the tire. Because I'll tell you, I'll be honest, I don't think my cousin knows how, and she's 21.
Yes.
And she's really good at calling OnStar. She could do that.
Or Joey.
Yeah, that too. You can call it Joey. But we want to know, Las Cruces, okay, if you say your kids were in a situation where they had a flat tire, can they change a tire? Are you confident enough that your kiddos can change a tire? Call us up, 541-1031.
This morning show just starts my day off right.
Hey.
Most fun in the morning.
The Big Show with Joey and Jackie. Hot 103.
Today's hottest music, Hot 103's Big Show. Good morning.
So we're talking changing a tire. Do you think your kids can change a tire? Say they're driving down Highway 70 and they get a flat tire and they're on the side of the road. Are you confident enough that your kiddos can at least change a tire? Let's head to the hotline right now.
Good morning, Hot 103.
Good morning. No, I do not believe she will change a tire. She will probably call me to change her tire.
Really? So, but have you ever taken the time to show them how to change the tire?
She has actually watched me change my tires.
So but she never helped?
Learned, yeah.
No, she will not. She's going to be 23 this September, and she will. She's too much of a Miss Prissy that she will probably break a nail.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. And like I was telling Jackie, I was like, I feel like that's something that we got to remind our kids to say, hey, if you're ever in a situation, you got to be knowing how to change a tire, because what if you're not with her at the time that she has a blowout?
She'll call my husband or she'll call my dad.
Ooh.
And she has
backup.
She'll
wait on the side of the road. Oh, yeah.
She's smart.
So you got her a good cell phone then, right?
Yeah, she has speed dial now.
Okay. Hey, as long as she has speed dial, then she'll be all right, okay? Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Bye.
Guys, have a good morning.
You too.
Bye. 3, 2, 1, then we're
taking off. In the morning, so it gets me going.
The Big Show with Joey and Jackie, Hot 103.
Good morning, Hot 103.
Hi, I have a comment about the flat tire thing.
Okay, yes. So do you have somebody that would, do you think they'd be able to change a flat tire?
My son is going to be 12 years old in August. He can change a flat tire, change oil, change brakes.
Man,
y'all taught him well.
Right?
Yes, he is awesome. I got a flat tire at the insurance company. I went and did what I had to do, came back out, and my tire was changed.
That's awesome. What's your son's name?
His name is Damien.
Awesome, Damien.
All right, so I'm calling him the next time that somebody gets a flat tire here at the station. We're calling him and be like, hey, I need you to go pick up Jackie or Aaron Scene because they got
so
a flat tire.
Cool.
For sure, and he loves it. He can't live without it. He's always doing something outside with a car.
That is awesome.
But is this something that maybe you see maybe becoming a career for him later on, like knowing that he knows this thing of information? Because I say, if y'all know that information, I mean, that's a career right there. Like, to be able to do all those things to the car and you're just got that knowledge about car. I respect people that do stuff like that.
Yep, absolutely. That's what he loves. That's what he always says he's going to do. He's going to be a mechanic. He's going to have his own shop.
Well, kudos to him, and you're teaching him well. I'm glad that if he was ever in a situation, he knows how to change a tire, and if we ever see somebody that's on the side of the road, that he could help somebody and help them change their tire as well. So you're raising him right.
Yeah, shout out to Damien this morning.
Thanks for calling. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Wake up, good morning, yeah.
I love it. I listen to you guys every morning.
The Big Show with Joey and Jackie, Hot 103.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
David Letterman says he stayed on TV too long. Are you listening, Kenan Thompson?
Henry Avocado Corporation has recalled some of its avocados, so take your avocados back to the store for a $42 refund.
Rob Gronkowski announced his retirement. At least that's what everyone thinks. Basically, he just walked up to a microphone and said, "Gronk, no play," then took a bite of what appeared to be an entire roasted steer leg.
What the hell's wrong with you? A new survey found that 53% of people find slang annoying. The other 47% think the survey was lit.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4!
Random
facts.
Yeah.
Well, she sneaks around the world from Kia to Carolina. She's a sticky-fingered filcher from Berlin down to Belize. She'll take you for a ride on a slow boat to China. Tell me, where in the world?
Jackie from The Big Show.
Now, yesterday on the show, we were talking to you about Jackie. She was headed to Memphis this week. She is going to be out there at the St. Jude's Children's Hospital. And she took off today. She is actually on her way to Memphis, where she's going to be over there for the next couple of days learning about St. Jude's Children's Hospital. And I think we have her on the line right now. Let's see. Jackie, you there?
I'm here, Joey.
So what's up, Jackie? How's the traveling going so far?
So far, so good. I'm going to be here in Dallas for a few hours, but I'm settling in and it went pretty awesome.
So, so everything's been good so far for you, able to get to the airport, and everything's been chill so far?
So far, but I must confess, I have a fear of flying. I mean, I like when we're in the air, but I get terrified of takeoff and landing.
Well, you only got to do, is this so from Dallas, then you're headed to Memphis?
Yes, and I'll be in Memphis. There's no other connecting flight right now.
You don't have to do it over and over and over again.
Exactly,
so that way,
thankfully.
I was telling people earlier this morning about how you get a chance to go to this trip and just to get to learn about him. Can you let people know just a little bit more about St. Jude's Children's Hospital and just kind of why you're going out there?
Okay, so St. Jude Children's Hospital, you know, it's a research facility. It helps out children who go through like leukemia or cancers. And so, you know, it's a Memphis, Tennessee nonprofit medical, hospital. And so I actually get to go tour it, you know, for the last 2 years on our sister station. You know, I'm on there. It's no secret. We have done, where you raise money. And Joey, you yourself have joined me on this telethon. And me and you basically had like a big show on there last year. And we're able to, you know, get people to donate money for the St. Jude's Children Research Hospital. So I get to go over there to see exactly how this money is used, how it helps the children. And so I'm really excited, you know, that we've done this for 2 years. And now I actually get to see exactly how that money is helping the children's hospital out.
Jackie, what part are you looking forward to? Because you do get to go to meet celebrities. You get to experience Memphis. But what part are you looking forward to?
Honestly, I'm looking forward to touring the hospital and seeing exactly how the money is being used and how it helps out these children and changes their lives. Like, I don't know. I have a soft spot for kids, and I think it's going to be cool to see exactly how it helps out. And, you know, possibly even give you that more. Like, we always want to raise more money, but it's going to give you that extra, like, we need to raise this money now. So I'm looking for that, you know, forward to the hospital tour, I think.
Well, Jackie, we know that you know with your fear of flying and the busy schedule that you've had. We hope you have a great time, and we'll check in with you again tomorrow and just see, because awesome. You're doing your tour tomorrow, right?
Yes, tomorrow's going to be no, the tour. Yes, it's going to be Friday. I'm a little confused, even though we're in the air. I'm like, what day is it?
Jackie, what's different from any other type of day? You never even know what day it is during the regular week.
Right, I know. It's so true.
Well, Jackie, have fun. We'll be checking with you tomorrow. We'll learn more about what you're learning. And if people want to learn more about St. Jude's, they can just go to the website, right?
Yeah, they can just go check out the website. You know, I also will be posting things up on, you know, our Facebook page as well, Hot 103. And, I'll just keep you guys in tune. Sorry, Joey, if you heard that toilet flush in the background, just barely walking into the restroom.
All right. Well, we'll let you take care of business, Jackie, and we'll check in with you again tomorrow, right?
Okay, we'll check in with you. Bye, Joey.
Remember, you can stay up with Jackie's her trip and learning more about St. Jude's. And, of course, this is with our sister station, KGRT, and just all the stuff that they're doing. You guys need to check it out for yourself. And I'll make sure that we put some links up there as well for you guys to learn more about St. Jude and the cause that they have coming up and the telethon that our sister station, KGRT, will be doing. So, poor Jackie. I hope she's going to be okay in the plane. All right, keep it locked. More of today's hottest music is on the way. Good morning. You're waking up with the big show.